Now ring, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. The upshot of Lum's handling of Abner's legal affairs was that Ira Hodgkins threatened to sue Abner for the death of his prize bull rather than settle for $100. Yesterday, Ira made good his threat and filed suit for $500. Well, now we'll soon see what happens next. Isn't it the truth, friends? It seems that somebody or something is always taking the joy out of life. It's probably that way with you. Everything goes along on a nice, even keel, and then you catch cold. Well, why let a cold cause unnecessary discomfort when Alka-Seltzer can help with so much comforting relief for that dull, achy, cold misery? Of course, when you have a cold, be sure to take care of yourself. Get plenty of rest, eat sensibly, and dress wisely. But don't forget Alka-Seltzer. Use Alka-Seltzer as a comforting gargle, too, if a sore throat accompanies your cold. Don't let these discomforts of a cold take the joy out of life. Instead, ask your druggist for a package of Alka-Seltzer right now. And remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, when do you expect Ari will be back? I see. No, just tell him that the Justice of the Peace call and for him to call me back. Yes, Mom, just quick as he gets there. The Justice of the Peace, Lum Edwards.
I'll see you that time.
Yes, Mom. All right, goodbye. Granny, there's a ignorance for you.
What'd you do, Lum?
Ari's woman don't even know who the Justice of the Peace is.
Oh. Oh, where did she say Ard went to? Reckon he's going to Philadelphia to get himself a lawyer?
No, he won't be able to get no lawyer. That takes money, and Ard ain't got no money. You know that.
Yeah, but you said that he told you the other day he was going to hire himself a Philadelphia lawyer if he had to.
Oh, well, that was just a lot of big talk. Just trying to bluff me, though.
Well, I hope he don't get one.
Well, he won't, so just stop worrying about that.
I still think I ought to have myself a lawyer, though, Lum.
Well, what do you need with a lawyer, with me running the trial?
Well, I don't know. Long as I'm guilty, I just feel like I ought to have all the help I can get on this trial.
Well, in the first place, I told you that I'm going to prove that you ain't guilty.
Oh.
And in the second place, when you got me for your legal advisor, you got all the help a man can ask for.
I have, huh?
Oh, undoubtedly.
Huh?
Of course you have.
Oh, well, Lum, just be honest now. Don't you think it actually be better to try to settle this whole thing out of court?
Abner, I ain't going over that one more time. Now, we've gone through with this trial if it's the last thing you do.
It's just what I'm afeard of, too.
Besides, it's too late to back out now. I've done set the date for the trial. That's what I was calling Ari about.
Yeah, but you never got him, so there's still a chance to stop it, ain't there?
No. I've done wrote the date down on my court calendar for this year. And then the minute I do that, it's official.
Well, I'd be glad to erase it for you.
I wrote it in ink, though. Indelible ink.
Yeah, well, sometimes if you take a wet piece of cloth and rub it over the writing before it gets dry...
No, I can't let you do that, Abner. I'd have to arrest you for tampering with official records. And I don't want to have to arrest you.
Yeah. Fix I'm in, I don't believe it'd make much difference.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. Try to be more optimistical about this.
Get sent to the penitentiary for one charge or two, I don't care.
I can practically guarantee that you ain't going to have to pay a nickel for this $500 Irish lawsuing you for.
Well, I don't know how you can get me out of it, Mom.
Oh, well, it's simple. Here, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Now, how we're going to work it.
That's what I want to hear.
In the first place... Uh-oh, wait a minute. There comes Squire Skimp.
Squire, all right, doggies, why don't we get Squire to help us? He knows all about legal junk and such as that.
No. Now, we don't need him.
He sort of practices law.
I know, but you've got as good a man as you can get right now.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Beautiful day. How are you, Lum?
Oh, just tolerably, Squire.
Howdy, Abner.
Hello, Squire.
What can we do for you, Squire?
Oh, neither can of tobacco, Lum. Have you got my brand?
No, sir. They promised us some, Squire, but it ain't came in yet.
Hmm.
Well, just give me some of that, sack of that Kentucky mixture, I believe. I'll try that now.
All right.
Did you hear about my trial, Squire?
Your trial?
Yeah, I, Hodgkins, has lost on me for $500.
Oh, yes, I believe I did hear something about that, Abner. Some business about your robot killing Irish prize bull, I believe, wasn't it?
Here you are, Squire.
Oh, yes, thank you,
Lom. That'll be 10 cents.
Well, just put on the books, Lom. I believe I've left my pocketbook at home. What was the call now, Abner? Was it about Irish prize bull, something like that?
Yeah, see, I was willing to settle for $100, but Lom decided that he was going to be my legal advisor to me, so now I'm suing me for $500.
Abner, that weren't the way it was at all, hardly.
Well, that's the way it is now. You got any ideas how we can get out of this, Squire?
Abner, I've got all that set now. Practical all set, anyway.
Well, it sounds like a highly interesting case. How do you propose to handle it, Lom?
Well, I've been studying it over and thumbing through the law books. First, I'm going to prove that at the time of the accident, Abner never had no connection with the robot.
I see.
That makes him nothing but a disinterested party.
I am too interested. I want to get out of this. Because it ain't going to be easy, neither, as long as I know I'm guilty.
You feel that you're guilty, do you, Abner?
Why, natural. I don't know how else I could feel about it.
Well, now, Abner, you've got to get that idea right out of your head before ever you go into that courtroom, or I won't be able to do a thing for you.
Well, I don't know but what Abner's right, Lom. After all, he was the one that put the robot into operation, wasn't he?
Well, yeah.
And it was because he permitted the robot to get out of control that the accident occurred.
Well, I reckon you could say that.
So, offhand, I'd say that your defense is pretty thin there, Lom.
Well, yeah, I'll have to admit it, Squire.
Yes, that's not the right angle, I don't believe.
Of course, I got some other ideas I'm going to use, too.
Yeah, you have?
I'm going to prove that Irish Bull never had no business to be out there in the first place. He committed negligence by not keeping his fences repaired and letting the bull run loose that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might have a point there, yes, Lom.
And I might even work it around to where the bull attacked Robert, and Robert hit him in self-defense.
All right, Doggy, that sounds good, Lom. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I just thought of that on the spur of the moment there.
Well, I think
right
you're going to have an awful hard time proving that, Lom. You'll never get a jury to believe that a machine could strike back in self-defense. That's absurd.
Well, there ain't going to be no jury, though.
What's that?
I'm just holding this trial in my Justice of the Peace Court.
Oh, I see. Well, I didn't understand that. Who's going to defend Abner, then?
Well, nobody. He's going to defend himself. Of course, actually, I'm doing it.
I see. Very interesting. Has the date of the trial been set yet?
Yeah, I set it just this morning.
Mm.
Fact is, I called Ari not 10 minutes ago to tell him when it's going to be, but he wasn't home.
Mm-hmm. But when is it going to be?
Tomorrow.
I see.
Yeah. And we want to have it quick as possible so as we can get Robert's kneecap back from Ari and pack up the robot before Dr. Grill gets here.
Yeah, see, Ari found that kneecap open Robert right there near where he found his bull, so he's keeping that to use as evidence during a trial. Won't give it up at all.
Yeah, I sort of wish he never had that, too. Well,
maybe we could sneak that thing away from him some way, Lom.
Well, I guess it don't make much difference. I might just turn it to our advantage and prove that the bull kicked it off in Robert.
Lom, I hope you're remembering that it is your duty as Justice of the Peace to render a fair and impartial verdict in all cases.
Oh, well, don't worry, Squire. I'm going to do that all right.
Yes,
I want to see justice done. Yes, sir. Why, I insisted on Abner going through with the trial instead of settling out of court for $100. Abner's got his rights, and I, Granny's, I'm going to see that nobody unfringes on him.
Yes, yes. Well, don't forget now, Ira has his rights, too, Lom.
Well, he's having them. He's going to have a free trial, and it was his idea to have it. He's the one that's doing the lawsuit.
Well, yes, that's true, Lom, but
he's going to have a fair trial, all right. But I, Granny's, when a man deliberate lets his bull run loose so that he can damage a poor defenseless machine that can't even holler for help, well, then he's got to reckon with the law.
All right, Doggy, that's sounding good there, Lom. Yeah, keep that up. You get me to where I almost think I ain't guilty. For your sake, I wished I weren't.
Well, you ain't.
Well, I know deep down in my heart, Lom, that I am. Go on, keep trying to convince me a little more there.
Now, listen, Abner, you've got to change your way of thinking, because at the trial tomorrow, it's you that's got to convince me that you ain't guilty, not the other way around. See, I'm the Justice of the Peace. I'll be presiding in the case.
I don't know. That's going to be awful hard to do.
Squire, do you think I got a chance at all?
Well, Abner, my only advice to you is this. Be honest. When you get on the witness stand, say only what you actually believe.
Uh-oh, I'm running.
Well, I've got to run along, man. I've got some business matters to take care of over the place. Hope you have good luck at the trial tomorrow, Abner.
Yeah, much obliged, Squire.
Yeah, much obliged, Squire. So long.
So long.
And to think I could have got out of all this whole thing for just $100.
Now, don't say that again, Abner. You just pull yourself together, and you won't have no trouble at all.
No, I mean.
Anybody could whip a ignoramus like Ari Hodgkins when it comes to legal stuff.
Well, I sure hope so, Long, as long as you're handling it.
When we spring all that stuff on him that I studied up, you'd be so surprised he won't know which way to turn. Wait a minute. That was our ring.
Yeah, that's one good thing about it. He don't know what our defense is. We got him there, ain't we?
Hello, jot him down, Stuart. I'm Edward Stokin.
That old room surprises him.
Oh, yeah, Ari. Yeah, I just called to tell you I've set your trial for tomorrow. Yeah, are you all set for it?
Okay.
Well, good. Have you got a lawyer? Oh, you have?
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, huh? Who'd you get? Well, I'll be dad blamed.
Who's he got, Lon? Somebody from Philadelphia?
No, worse than that.
Huh?
He's hired Squire Skimp.
Well, with Squire Skimp as the opposing attorney, and with all secrets being revealed to him, prospects for a happy trial are even gloomier than Abner anticipated. So join us on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. No doubt, friends, most of you protect your homes against the weather by painting them. But are you as careful of your health? Do you take care of it by giving yourself the vitamin protection you should? Vitamins, you know, are vital to good nutrition, and the foundation of good health is good nutrition. But unfortunately, it can be that your food isn't supplying all the necessary vitamins. You see, it's been found that there may be a shortage of vitamins in most diets. That's one reason so many persons may lack normal energy, may have sluggish digestion, may feel tired and nervous, or their resistance to colds and other infections may seem low. So be sure of your daily vitamin supply. Take a single one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule each day. It's easy and economical. Actually, the cost is only $1 a month. Get a 60-capsule package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamins from your druggist right now. Then start every day with one-a-day. If you're not satisfied at the end of 60 days, return the package to your druggist and he'll gladly refund your money. Like all Miles products, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are guaranteed to satisfy or your money will be refunded. Remember, start every day with one-a-day.